California Governor Gray Davis and his Republican challenger Bill Simon faced off yesterday in their only election debate. According to opinion polls, California voters agree overwhelmingly on one thing. They wish they had better candidates. Davis, a Democrat, has been leading in the polls, even though a majority of voters say the state is going in the wrong direction. Despite negative feelings about Davis, the polls say most voters think businessman Bill Simon, a political novice, would do even worse. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The conventional wisdom about California voters is that they're not very interested in politics and don't focus on the elections till the last minute.
Most exciting game in the world!
But at the recent LA County Fair, there were a few voters beginning to form opinions of the major party candidates for governor. Tom Crosby was strolling past the deep-fried Twinkie stand, headed in the direction of the barbecue.
As far as I'm concerned, none of the above would be a better choice than the two that we have running. They're both crooks, as far as I'm concerned.
But being a loyal Republican, Crosby says he will reluctantly vote for Bill Simon. And just around the corner from the barbecue, Rick Padilla was enjoying the pig races. He may have been watching a bunch of little porkers dash around a sawdust track, but he said it was the governor's race that really seemed dirty.
You know, it seems like it's going back to, the old mudslinging type thing, and I don't really appreciate that. You know, I think Gray Davis has been doing a lot more of that, but yet, I'll probably vote for him, you know. Unfortunately, I haven't really been following it that much.
Are you ready to pig race?
That's why pig races are much more important at this point in time.
Rick Padilla's complaint about mudslinging is a reference to this summer's barrage of TV commercials from the Davis campaign, dismantling Bill Simon's claim to business success, or even simple decency.
Two of Bill Simon's businesses were accused of accounting irregularities. Another is being sued for fraud. He's laid off hundreds of workers, many without notice. The Chronicle reported he siphoned money from his family's charitable foundation.
Davis has been able to keep this up for months because he's raised $56 million since he was elected governor. Simon calls Davis the coin-operated governor. During Monday's debate, Simon repeated the allegation he makes at virtually every campaign appearance that Davis lets donations influence his decisions.
The bottom line is this. On so many occasions now, the governor has accepted contributions where public policy occurred after the fact is to raise serious ethical implications about his activities.
Simon even implied that Davis may have broken the law 4 years ago by accepting a campaign contribution on government property. The governor denied it. The spokesman for Simon later said the allegation came from an organization that's endorsed Bill Simon. Still, Davis's aggressive fundraising has raised eyebrows even among supporters such as the California Teachers Association. CTA President Wayne Johnson says last February he and some colleagues had gone to Davis's office for one of their regular policy discussions.
In the middle of it, he just said, by the way, I'm going to need $1 million from you guys, just like that. Usually, you never intermingle discussions about fundraising. So we didn't respond. I mean, there was this awkward silence for about 20 seconds. And then the conversation went on, what we were talking about, and we left, and it never came up again.
The governor has said he does not recall making that request for money. But Davis has received a number of donations for which he's been widely criticized. For instance, the agriculture industry held a fundraiser for the governor, while a bill that growers wanted him to veto was sitting on his desk. Yet a few weeks later, Davis signed the bill anyway. It all goes to show that the governor draws a bright line between fundraising and policy, says Davis's chief campaign strategist, Gary South.
You can come up with many more examples of people, organizations, groups that have given us money who have been sorely disappointed to the point of, in some cases, withdrawing financial support from the governor or withdrawing their endorsement from the governor.
And during the debate, Davis was unapologetic about his fundraising in light of the personal wealth of his opponent.
Mr. Simon's campaign team said at the outset they would spend $60 million. He has already put $9 million of his own money in this campaign.
The debate also touched on a number of controversial bills Davis recently signed, measures making California the first state to offer paid family leave, for example, and one to combat greenhouse gas emissions from cars. Simon is opposed to both. and such issues could yet take hold in the minds of the voters. But so far, the campaign has seemed to be mainly about the campaign, Davis's fundraising and attack ads versus Bill Simon's many stumbles.
Bill Simon has spent most of the summer walking into walls, essentially.
Dan Schnur is the former communications director for Republican Senator John McCain's presidential bid. He has no role in the Simon campaign.
What you have here is a classic race between one of the least popular governors in California history and one of the least effective campaigns in California history.
Simon's self-inflicted wounds included weeks consumed by his refusal to release his tax returns, which raised suspicions. When he relented, it turned out he had nothing to hide. Then he apparently returned a questionnaire from a gay Republican organization saying that he supported legal domestic partnerships. Simon's conservative base was furious. And Simon then said he was against domestic partnerships and the campaign had filled out the questionnaire without his knowledge. To top it all off, a Los Angeles jury found his family's investment firm liable in a fraud suit and hit the business with $78 million in damages. A judge later threw out the verdict, but perhaps too late to improve Simon's reputation. And yet, Bill Simon trails Gray Davis in opinion polls by just 7 to 10 points. That, says Dan Schnur, is not insurmountable.
Simon's biggest challenge at this point is not so much articulating a policy agenda, but rather giving people a better sense of his own biography. What they need to know is what Bill Simon's done in his life, what he's proud of, what he's succeeded at. They've already heard the other side of the story.
Simon would seem to have his work cut out for him. At the L.A. County Fair, voters' impressions of him seem to be as fuzzy as the large pink elephant Dee Barnes had just won at a game on the Midway.
And I know Paul Simon, he's for ownership of handguns, but I'm not really sure. I don't have the details on this guy.
But there's no hurry. Barnes has 4 more weeks to get the details on Bill Simon and Gray Davis. For most California voters, that's like forever. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.